Item 24 and 25 by Ms. Tiffany Morgan.
What Jim's going to pass out for me, we're just going to demo real quick, is the water quality report that we produce every year. You'll notice it looks pretty different from those in the past that were very thick, very heavy, and very technical, and not easy to read. What we've tried to do this year is produce a smaller, much more user-friendly document, and a document that will be usable by many more people. If you weren't very technical in the past, our document didn't mean a whole lot to you. What we've got here is a little brochure. If you just want the highlights of the Brazos River Basin, you can read the brochure. However, if you want to get a little more in-depth, in the very back is a CD, which you can put in your computer. And then you can see the entirety of the report. This is a report that's required by TCEQ, so the technical is still here. But we've tried to make it more user-friendly to more readers. When you first pull it up, it'll show a very pretty picture of Possum Kingdom and then advance to the table of contents. You have several different items there, introduction and conclusion, if you want a little more detail than the brochure, but you don't want the technical, you can still read that and move on. And then if you'll go ahead and hit Basin Overview, for me, please. If you really want to get into the information and start to get technical, you move to the Basin Overview section. And will you click on the map for me? The real detailed information is by sub-watershed, so we included a map just in case you don't know what watershed you live in. This is also given out to volunteer groups and general public folks who are interested. When you first pull this up on your computer, the maps will take a bit of time. We loaded it so that it should be functional on any computer, regardless of software. So that first time you pull it up, it does take some time. But once you get the maps pulled up, it moves rather quickly. If you'll go ahead and move back. It didn't do that before. If you'll click sub-watersheds for me. And here we have a real detailed, every sub-watershed in the basin, with the exception of the Caprock, which is a non-contributing watershed. If you'll just hit upper for me. You see here you'll have a detailed write-up that describes all the segments that are included in that basin, the standards and or screening levels for different parameters in that basin. If you want a good overview of the basin, go ahead and click on the map. There is a map in there, and the segments are color-coded as to what their concerns are. The upper basin, you see there's a lot of orange. That's a chloride and TDS issue. You'll see some purples, which are bacteria. green is increase, where we identify maybe some increasing nutrient concerns. But that will give you a one-page summary, if you want it real quick, is to just look at that map if you want to know where that watershed exists. Go back. And for the people that want to get very technical, go ahead and click Data Summary. We have a summary of the actual data if you want that. And then you'd see it has just our summary statistics. All our data is available if anyone ever wants to request the actual raw data. But this is the summary statistics. And if you'll show them the figures, we did graph pertinent things or things that we thought were particularly important, like we... Now, once we graph after this year, I think we'll see some of that trending start to even out because we've had such a flush in the basin. But when we did this data, we were still kind of making the upward turn. And they can see different things, and specific conductance is also related. We just tried to graph the really relevant things or the things that were significant. But I wasn't going to go into too much detail about the actual findings, so I figured each of you could look at it at your leisure. We just wanted to show how it worked. If you can close us out, Jenna, I'll move to the next item.
Tiffany, before you move on, my hat's off to you. That's wonderful.
Yes, it is.
We really wanted to make something that didn't just go on a shelf and sit there and that would be usable by different levels of users and different concern groups.
When you get a phone call and somebody asks you a question you had no idea of, you can go boop, and then you can get that.
Or just tell them to call me, and I'll...
Yeah.
Thank you. Our next one is renewal of our Clean Rivers Program contract.
if we just move right on into it. This is a contract that we sign every 2 years and have been signing since 1992. This funds about two-thirds of our water quality monitoring effort at the authority. It's a contract that initially the Clean Rivers Act mandates that TCEQ monitor the watersheds across the state, and the primary vehicle for them to do that with it, as dictated in the Clean Water and Clean River Act, is to contract with river authorities where one is available. This year, our contract period will be 2008 to 2009. We receive $843,160, and that requires no match on our part. That strictly funds our water quality monitoring activities. And then the next one, I have a resolution unless there's questions.
Please read the resolution.
Okay. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to enter into a contract with the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality for funding in the amount of $843,160 to perform water quality monitoring services and other activities under the Texas Clean Rivers Program.
So move. Mr. Moore, seconded by Mr. Christian. Yes.
Director Ballion?
Yes.
Director Ellison?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Carrava?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Deere?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Thank you.